Welcome to Local Motives. I'm Kathy Louise, and we're here with Running Gag, and I'm going to be talking with the band. Let me get them up here. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey.
Okay. And they are, of course, a local band who is releasing this new CD. And it's called Yeah No. We just heard the first track. And can you guys say the name of the first track there?
The first track is the title track of the album. It's called Yeah No.
Yeah No. Okay, because yeah. I was a little confused by that. Okay, sorry. We had some technical difficulties starting off here, but
we're on a go now.
Yeah. Okay. And we have with us tonight Kevin McKay.
Hi.
And he is on guitar, and a songwriter, Jonah Bruce.
Hello.
And he's also on guitar and a songwriter. And Chris Debris.
Hi.
Drums. And Dave Debris, who...
The sax man.
I believe is on saxophone.
Give him a little toot, Dave.
Okay. Well, why don't you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves before we get started. And we can start with your first track that you've got listed here.
Great. Yeah, we formed in 08, basically just playing, on street corners and stuff for change people were throwing at us. And eventually, we got enough cover songs and a few originals together to start playing bars and things like that. So we've been doing that pretty solid for 3 years, put out a couple of demos in that time. We've been working for a full year on the album that we're releasing in April, Yeah No, which is when we were talking about earlier. So we're really excited about that. We've got bunch of cool shows coming up, and we're really excited to be here tonight to play for you guys on Local Motives.
Oh, great, great. Well, why did you guys start with the song, and then
cool. We'll
continue with the interview.
Excellent.
After we hear one of your fine songs? I've been listening to them warm up. Sounds great. So why don't you introduce your first song?
And thank you. Yeah, this one's going to be called Smoke and Mirrors. It's from our very first... EP that we ever recorded together. And it goes a little something like this.
All right. Wow, that was terrific.
Woohoo! Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be playing at Bullfini's?
Yeah, first Friday of every month we play at Bullfini's, right in the heart of Portland's old borough here. So. Oh,
although there's a catch to that.
Because small catch.
Yeah, we've been doing that for going on
three years.
Yeah, about as long as we've been a band. But we're actually not going to be there in May because we picked up a gig with a local ska band called El Grande.
El Grande!
They're great. Nice. And we'll be playing with them at the Big Easy for a big old party on May 4th, first Friday in May. And then we return to our first Friday schedule in June for our CD release party.
Yes.
Of Yeah, No.
Okay, so folks listening to you, when is your next playing invitation there? Where will you be playing?
When is the very next gig?
It's April 6th.
April 6th
at Bullfini's.
Bullfini's.
Okay, great. Okay. Excellent. And so why don't you, you know, go around and each of you can talk about how you connected with this group. How you got together maybe a little bit.
All right, sure. I guess I'll start off. My name's Kevin.
Yeah.
And I play guitar. And I started the group with a friend of mine, Owen, back in 08. And it was basically us just playing, you know, goofy little songs and stuff, recording on the internet. We hooked up with Jonah, who I knew we went to high school with. We're actually all of us, except I don't know if Dave went to Wyndham High. Might have been a little bit earlier than us. But yeah, we all went to Wyndham High School. So we hooked up with Jonah shortly after. We started playing on street corners more. Then we wanted to start playing gigs. So Owen, our old keyboard player, contacted Chris, I believe. You were working with him at some play, right? So you guys were playing music together?
Yeah, we did musicals together.
Nice, excellent.
Ah.
So, and so yeah, Jonah or Chris, you want to take it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, well, between the three of us and Chris, well, actually, Owen, Kevin, and I all, you know, had our set of original songs and put them together and makes one big old one. And then we kind of matched that with the amount of covers that we learned that would, you know, would be fun in a bar. And just started playing a whole bunch, hurting our fingers.
Oh, great. Great. And, okay. How about Chris in there and back
That's
there?
That's me. Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Well, since I've been playing music, really, I always played really heavy music and metal and everything. And once I got hooked up with these guys, it really kind of changed my perspective on music. And playing a lighthearted, fun rock has been so much fun with these guys. And
yeah. It's great having a drummer with the metal chops that can also go down and do really kind of swingy jazz, so we can really dip into whatever we want to whenever we want.
Yeah, Chris is definitely our backbone. He can do anything. So
anything.
Cool. Yeah.
For money.
Okay. Sounds good.
And of course, the pièce de résistance, got to mention this guy back here, Dave DeBrie, Chris's dad, on sax, playing all the time with us. Say hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? That's about what they're going to let me say, I think.
Okay. Oh, no.
Tell them about yourself.
Actually, when Owen had left the band, they needed one more instrumental voice, and so they asked me to come into the band to play some sax and play some background parts and an occasional solo. And that was about 3 years ago, and you know, they said, well, am I invited to the next gig? And I kept getting invited, so I guess I'm on the team, you know?
And then eventually we got you up there singing some tunes at our bar gigs, too.
Yep. Yeah, they wheel me out to sing Roadhouse Blues at the end of the night, you know?
Well, the sax, I love the element of the sax added into it. It's just great, yeah.
It's like icing on the cake, for real. We should also mention...
Delicious icing.
Yeah. Yes. We should also mention we have a fifth member... am I counting right?
That's
fifth member of the group, Jeff DeBrie, who is Chris's brother, other son. And he's been playing, you know, extra guitar stuff since we recorded the album. We need a lot of, you know, extra live parts. So he's been filling us out even more. So yep. Live shows, you know, definitely.
So he comes along to the live shows. He's there at Bullfini's.
Yep. He couldn't make it tonight. He's finishing up engineering thesis I can't even
master's degree.
He's master's degree. Crazy guy. Love it.
Yeah.
Smart
all right.
Fella. Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, I'm just wondering your name, Running Gags.
The Running Gags, yeah.
Running Gags. The Running Gags. Does that mean you're also do comedy? Or?
No.
Yes. I
mean, we like to think so.
We like to think we're a funny group. We're probably not as funny as we think we are. But no, it basically came from watching too many sitcoms, too much television, and noticing a lot of running jokes in TV shows. So
there you go. So that's kind of how you came up with the name?
I think
it stuck because it kind of fits the mentality that we're kind of going for, which is just lighthearted, like
not too seriously.
Not too serious, but interesting.
A good time.
Well, you know, the world can't get enough of that, and we certainly need it in these times. So let's hear another tune from you folks out there.
We'll do Yeah No. This is, you heard a little bit of the cut from the album earlier. This song is the title track of the new CD. It's called Yeah No. We're going to play that
hear that again. Yay.
Ooh, it's going to get noisy here.
Yeah.
It might get loud, as they say.
Okay, terrific. Yay. And so we are listening to the Running Gags.
Yes.
And they're a local band. They will be playing at Bolfini's on April 6th. And I understand, you know, you're releasing this CD. It will be released...
April 24th is the official release date. We're going to start getting them in the mail from Utah pretty soon here. So
yeah, pretty
we'll
quick.
Have them at shows and stuff. That April 6th show, we're hoping to have them at Bolfini's with us.
Probably not, but hoping.
We'll see where it goes.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But folks need to also know where they can get them.
Yeah, we're going to have them available in the three Bullmost locations around here. So Wyndham, Portland, and Scarborough. You're also going to be able to download it on iTunes, which is pretty cool and new for us.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously at shows.
CD Baby.
It's going to be on CD Baby.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to figure out how to get it on all the torrent sites.
so those people can
have it too.
Yeah.
We do believe in that.
Free sharing.
Yeah.
We'd much rather you hear it for free than not hear it
at all. Yeah.
Because
exactly.
You don't want to pay.
Okay. And so you all were born in Maine and raised in Maine. And
yeah.
Real Mainers there.
Wyndham represent.
Mainas.
Mainas.
Yeah, Mainas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the artists, perhaps, that influenced your music or influenced you to write music and play music.
Well, let's see here.
There's a big list.
We want to spout off names. I think one of the biggest bands that I was into when I was learning music was the Chili Peppers.
No.
Yeah.
And that's probably the name I hear the most from people that want to reference a band for our sound, or at least my songs probably.
And I believe that's Jonah talking.
Yes,
there.
This is Jonah.
Yes. Okay.
Jonah, nice over there.
Yeah. And the Chili Peppers, I can hear a little bit of that in there.
How about you?
I've definitely listened to a lot of ska growing up. So Real Big Fish is a big band, an influence on me. I also like a lot of prog rock. So Coheed and Cambria, Rush, even going back a little bit. So stuff like that. I listen to a lot of metal nowadays. I listen to a lot of everything. So a little bit of everything creeps into our sound, I think.
Oh, that's great.
And I
Metallica.
Love Metallica.
The drums back there, yeah.
Christopher. Okay.
Tool. Chris, Alice in Chains. Nirvana.
Yeah.
I was thinking we should learn The Rooster by Alice in Chains. We should do that.
I love that song.
I heard that on the radio, and I was just like, we should do that.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And if folks want to learn about you, your website is...
www.therunninggags.com.
Very easy to remember.
Yes, www.therunninggags.com.
Well, I am going to do an announcement here, and then we're going to get back to some music with the Running Dogs. Gags there.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Did I say that? I misspeak.
It's probably because we have a song called Old Dog on the new record.
Okay. All right, there you go. I'll buy that. All right. Locomotives is on the air thanks to listener donation and support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios, offering 24-hour access. Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios rents hourly and monthly spaces for bands rehearsal. Needs at Thompson's Point near downtown Portland. More information online at primeartistsportland.com or by calling or texting 415-7762. And you are listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. And I'm Katsy Louise. I'm filling in for Leah on Locomotives right here at WMPG. And we just want to put a big thank you out there to all the folks out there who helped us reach our Begathon goal. It means we can continue doing all the fun stuff that we do and that you get to listen to it or participate in it as a volunteer. So thank you again.
Thank you, MPG listeners.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
So, what's up next?
Woo!
This is, I don't know, number four, I think, on the CD.
Yeah, track four.
It's called For Crying Out Loud.
For Crying Out Loud. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah!
you wouldn't get out of the way. We'll be waiting for you ever need a place to stay. Are growing up fast, kind of polite, so courteous down to the last. Kid, 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 we're crying out loud. Why are you kidding? You're crying for mommy now. As you cower, my power dictates that you flower this town. We'll be waiting through every place to stay. Sinners, but you were the worst. Snotty and rotting from the inside out. A puddle of colors of you where you were. It's all that remains of what you were about. Oh,
right. Wow. So what inspired that song?
Oh, you know, just the way you feel when you're mad at yourself for being upset for no reason.
Ah, yes. That.
And drugs.
Well, that can do it too.
He's a comedian, for sure.
He's a comedian. Chris, there we go.
He never talks ever, and now he's like suddenly like funny guy. Perfect. Marks over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I see they're switching guitars.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
And can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said in the beginning, I'm Jonah now, and I've been Jonah the whole time, but
nobody likes bass players.
Right. Yeah, so Kevin and I we both write songs, and it's the easiest way to do that is to play bass for each other's songs, and
I see
it really checks and balances quite well.
Yeah,
if that's so a verb, which it is.
You play both instruments.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of that. We've been doing that since the beginning.
Yeah, just out of necessity, really.
Yep.
Okay, and
fun too. I love playing bass. Yeah. and guitar. So
yeah.
So
we both do.
How old are you guys? If you don't mind
sure.
me asking.
I am turning 25 next month.
25,
so 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 24 right now. That's me, Kevin.
It's Chris. I'm 29 years old.
Okay, and Dad's
Dave.
29 too, right?
Yeah, he's 29 also.
He's 36.
I'm 59, you know, I watch these guys grow up. You know?
Yeah, that must have been exciting.
And they watch me grow up.
Well, you never stop growing up.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. So,
I did.
Are you all full-time musicians? Is that what you're doing?
Just no,
to, no, yeah, we, yeah
part-time
we've all
musicians.
Got yeah, part-time, part-time. Musicians. Yeah, we've all got you know, our regular day jobs.
Yeah,
which you know
are fun,
are so much fun, and we love if our bosses are listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, I sell TVs, and Jonah writes software, and Chris prints shirts, and Dave sells advertising, and you know, phone stuff. So
yeah,
just regular guys rocking out.
And little brother is getting his engineering
masters.
Good for him.
Yes.
Yeah, where's he doing that?
And
is that
UMaine?
UMaine?
Then he'll become a musician after that.
Right, right.
Put that degree to some good use.
We required it. It was in the job description.
You know, I know several engineers that are musicians. I don't know if that brain wiring thing going on there.
It's definitely a connection there, I think.
Yeah.
I went to UMO for engineering as well, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't do the grad school. I couldn't stick that up.
Yeah. Well, that's a commitment for sure.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, actually, at MIT, the most popular minor is music.
Yeah, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
At MIT.
Huh.
At MIT.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. Okay. So we are talking with the Running Gags.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
They're very excited because they're releasing a new CD, their first CD, I believe.
First full-length album, yes.
Yeah. First full-length album called Yeah, No. I love that name.
Thank you. We
yeah.
Oh, I think
the name does, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out as a song.
Yeah, it's the name of the song and the album. We were thinking of names and stuff for the CD and, you know, just throwing random stuff out. And then we were just like, if we were going to do a title track yeah. from one of the songs, which one it would be. And that one was just the obvious choice.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
It shows up, the little phrase shows up so often in modern
yeah,
culture, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
TV
you know,
shows.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You can't walk around
yeah, no.
colleges
no,
and
yeah,
you
no.
know sitcoms so, without hearing yeah. someone say it these days. So
right,
we're gonna
okay.
get right in the zeitgeist here.
And
either or, I don't know.
And we Googled it, and it wasn't an album or anything. So
okay, well,
the Google.
You know, yeah, no. let's hear another tune, guys.
Alrighty. Yeah, we are going to go back to our second EP with this one. It's called Love Story. And yeah, it goes a little something like this.
Up his mouth, he got Daniel, so brains, no feeling, no pain. He finally hit the edge and now he's losing control. Everything to gain, no feeling, no pain, no feeling,
no feeling,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain. To the apartment, smile, drunk and charismatic, in lockdown, the train, no feeling, no pain. Expensive cars and polos, going to save that girl now, screwed by her vein, no feeling, no pain, no feeling,
no feeling,
no pain,
no pain.
Yourself now. So what you loving now? You never love me anyhow. No, no. What you loving now? Out on the side, we're gonna fasten up with nothing and fall in the way. No feeling, no pain. Back to the bar and on the comfort of substance. Self-medicating, no feeling, no pain, no feeling.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain.
And now Johnny's in the corner, still and silent and sweaty and slightly insane. No feeling, no pain, and no gain. It's the same for this lane that became of that day's dirty brains. So no feeling, no pain, no feeling,
no feeling,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain. So are your eyes open? Watch yourself now. So what you loving now? Never love me anyhow. No, no. What you loving now?
We'll be right back.
must have lost your mind. You must have lost your mind. Female, you had to be crazy. You had to be blind. You must have lost your mind. You must have lost your mind. Female, you had to be crazy. You had to be blind. You must have lost your mind. You must have lost your mind. Female, you had to be crazy. You had to be blind. You must have lost your mind. You must have lost your mind.
I really liked that song. That was great. That was Love Story?
Yes, Love Story.
And that was an earlier, it sounds like, creation. Or
yes.
One of your first songs.
It was off of our second little group of handful of songs that we recorded in 2010. And that's called The 2010 Sessions.
The 2010 Sessions.
That was the
sessions.
Album. Yep.
Back
is
in 2010.
Available or?
It was kind of a demo.
I see.
We didn't get it mastered. And it wasn't a full length. We didn't put nearly, I'd say, the effort and care into that as we did this new album.
Not even close.
Right.
But it was fun.
Yeah, you were saying you you worked on this for an entire year.
Yeah, the new album we did. And it actually was exactly a year, I think. When coincidence that the day we started Drum Tracks was exactly a year before the day we sent it to Gateway Mastering to get mastered.
Gateway Mastering. Yep,
yep, right out here in Portland.
Yep.
It's a pretty,
planned
pretty
that, but I didn't tell
anyone. Yeah. What did that involve? Did that involve a lot of, you know...
It involved a lot of research as far as recording engineering goes, for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris definitely is the producer, I would say, of the group. He does the most.
Uh-huh.
He's got the ear for it. He's got the most experience using Pro Tools, and we did it all ourselves.
All at home.
Yeah,
wow.
All homemade.
Yep,
I
right
know.
In our basement.
It's amazing what you can do now right at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Works out for bands like us who are trying to keep it, you know, totally independent. And
yeah.
It's just so much fun because we can just not worry about tracking and taking up tons of time in the studio.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just so much money.
Yep.
Yeah. So you kind of go into the studio at the end just to...
Yeah, just to put the finishing...
The mastering, yeah.
Just to get the icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They take the tracks we've recorded and dial them up and make them sound beautiful and creamy.
Gateway's known for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They are.
World famous, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we went there.
That's right.
Oh!
And that means...
But yes.
Well, you're listening to Locomotives, and I'm Kathy Louise, and... this band is the Running Gags.
Oh, the Running Gags.
Yeah, local band here. And the members are Kevin McKay, John Bruce, Chris Debris, and Dave Debris.
Yes.
And I have to say, because Dave Debris is the father of Chris, and another young man that isn't here tonight, I believe.
Jeff Heffer.
Jeff Debris.
Heffer.
So, did you guys grow up with music and listening to lots of music and being exposed to instruments and
all the
all
time?
That?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did the whole school band thing, you know, jazz band, pep band, went to band camp 3 times, which is awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Yep, so we hear.
That's great. I think that's, you know, I see that a lot too. You know, kids that are grow up in a household with instruments and somebody else who plays, and it's inspiring, and it
Oh yeah, Dad, you're always playing CDs and music DVDs and all that.
Music was the whole scene around the house, you know. And if we had a barbecue or something like that, there was always a boombox playing some CDs or some music or something like that. You know, it always made a gathering of people you know, that much better to have music in the background.
Yeah. Were you playing music too? Were you playing.
A lot of my friends would come over and we'd have backyard barbecues. We used to have what we called the rock and roll barbecue in my backyard. You know, once a year in the summer. You know, and
do that anymore.
Well,
huh?
we missed a year, but we would invite all the neighbors. So that they, if they didn't show, they wouldn't complain, you know. we would yell out over the PA system, if you can hear my voice, you're invited, okay?
So you realize you're on the airwaves right now.
we might have a larger crowd this year.
Yeah.
Well, you just might. I think so.
All the WMPG listeners are invited.
That's right.
Okay. Listeners, you're invited to a party, and a great band, The Running Gags.
Woo!
Okay, so let's see, we did Love Story last,
yes.
And...
Can I say something about that, too?
Absolutely, yeah, take your time and...
Sure.
Yeah.
Both of our demos are on our website. If you go to the music page, you can download all the songs for free.
Wow.
So, everything that we've recorded before this CD is available for free download on our website. There's a bunch of videos of live performances and stuff like that. So check it out, www.therunninggags.com.
Oh, great, great. That's nice to know. But I have to say, a finished sound-produced CD is, in my humble opinion, always worth...
Absolutely.
...paying for, and also supporting local artists.
Yeah.
Believe in doing that.
Yes. is not available for free yet, but it might make it sometime around the next full album. We'll probably put it up for free.
Any touring, and you got any ideas about that?
Bounced the idea a bit. We got
a van now.
Yeah, we got a van.
Ooh.
So that's nice.
The gag mobile, we call it.
We've had some small shows outside of Maine. Last weekend we played at Loon Mountain for St. Patrick's Day in New Hampshire.
Awesome.
Such a good time.
Was that fun?
It was so fun. It was our third time playing there. We love playing there. They love having us
every
there.
Every time we go back, it's even better than the last time.
They treat us very well.
I love Loon Mountain.
Yeah it's a great place.
Was there any snow left?
No.
Well, there was last weekend.
Yeah. There was.
A little bit.
Yeah. People were skiing?
Yeah, people were skiing, definitely.
You got to watch out for those
grassy spots.
Yeah.
And listening to some great music. Were you the only band there, or was it
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Most of the times we play out at bars and stuff, we play, three-hour sets, or 3-hour shows anyway,
Till we can't anymore.
Till
your fingers are bleeding.
Yeah, exactly. Till we're too old.
Never. Okay. What do we have next here from you folks?
We have a song off of the new album. It's called Misdirection. It's a little play on words.
I get it.
It's MS Direction.
Yes, like the...
Misdirection.
Like the... What do you call that? A prefix?
I don't know.
Surname.
Misdirection. Misdirection. Here we go.
All right.
Whoa. One, two, three. Well, I know you've got friends, but what the hell is knowing? It's halfway to showing just when the movie ends. And I know your best ones. Misinformation, misconversation is up to dance of your friends. Don't fool me, don't fool me in this direction. Go ahead and try and be my guest. Don't fool me, just be. I need affection. Go ahead and try your best. Driving.
It's not quite conniving, it's just how you play. And I like the shy way, don't get me so wrong, because it's been way too long to waste this gorgeous day. This highway. Don't fool me, they misdirection. Go ahead and try and be my guest. Don't fool me, just be. Go ahead, go ahead, and try your best. Come down here with those eyes, the waterfront is calling. It's a beauty and a thralling like you know lies. The river won't cut it, it's not the place to make it. You certainly could though, you certainly.
We're listening to the Running Gags. This is Locomotives, WMPG, Southern Maine.
Hello,
Community
Portland.
Radio from USM. And in, you can tune it in on your dial at 90.9 or 104.1. Just going to give you a quick weather update. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder with lows in the mid-30s. There is a north wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. And then tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy, colder, definitely. It's been like summer, with highs in the lower 50s. Light and variable winds becoming south around 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, cloudy with the chance of showers after midnight. And then Sunday, showers likely, highs in the upper 40s. Well, that's the weather update, and we're going to get talking with the Running Gags, a local band.
Hello.
Playing for you this evening on Locomotives. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. We are the Running Gags. It's good to talk at you.
So, I'm just... there's Kevin and Jonah.
Mm-hmm. Kevin and Jonah.
Yes, and I was wondering... Were you guys raised in households with musicians as well?
I wasn't. I was a bit of a late bloomer, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But it just drew me in. I went to my first concert at the State Theater, I think, in 8th or 9th grade. And
really?
I think from that moment on, I wanted that.
Who'd you see?
311 and a band called Hoobastank.
Not familiar with them.
They were kind of big. When I was in high school, I guess that was...
Yeah, I haven't heard much from them in a
while.
Late 90s and early 00s. Yeah,
they kind of stank.
Okay.
Yeah, I like their one album that they had there.
I like their name.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh,
name.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my experience. I think I picked up guitar somewhere around sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
And
It's
been true love ever since.
True love ever since. So you play guitar? Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah. We do the switching back and forth on bass, but that's really just another guitar.
Yeah.
I play
saxophone.
That's
okay. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yep. I recently picked up saxophone in the past couple of years. I think I picked that up at around college.
Really?
And I'd say I can dabble on other things, drums and keyboards, but Yeah, mostly guitar and sax.
You laid down some sweet organ sounds on the new album.
Yes,
so.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Out for that. Wow. Just Philly stuff, nice and easy.
So also nothing keyboards. Yeah. That's great. And how about now you're Jonah.
I am Jonah.
Okay. And how about Kevin there?
Well, music. I mean, we were big listeners in our house. My dad played guitar a little bit, but
yeah.
The first instrument I ever really started playing was the drums, actually. And so
good instrument.
Yeah, definitely. it definitely, you know, leads you to becoming a more, you know, rhythm-minded guitar player, or you know, and you know,
absolutely,
musician in general. I also this is fun to mention, but I did hip hop dance lessons for like 6 years when I was a kid too. So
bust them out for the listeners.
Some
moves.
Yeah.
He's breakdancing.
Yeah, you guys can't see it. But
I'm like spinning on my head right now. I'm doing the worm and stuff. You're missing out. All right.
We were
all real big music listeners, and it was always like a lot of different types of music. My parents were into classic rock, and I have an older brother who listened to a lot of hip hop and metal. So that's
which influenced you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love it all. So
yeah.
Yeah. There's some hip hop goodies on our second demo.
Yeah.
On the second demo,
yeah,
which
decided
is
to throw them on
at www.therunninggags.com.
If you want to go a little quicker, you can type /music on the end of that, and that'll be the page where you can download all of our recorded stuff to date, minus the new album.
Now you know how to do it, folks, and I'm really enjoying your music. Guys
Thank
are
you.
Great.
We
yeah.
are enjoying
Thank you.
So
playing for you.
I was just, you played in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played in regionally at all?
Yeah,
curious.
We've done college shows in Boston and stuff like that, and you know, all over Maine, different colleges, Farmington, Orono, Old Town. Mostly Maine. I think the farthest we've been is probably Boston as
Boston,
a band.
I think, yeah, we've played in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, yet to get to Vermont and Rhode Island, but we will.
You will do that.
We're hoping that we can get some new ears with this album and get some more regional gigs outside of our little tri-state
area.
Well, you know, you can always come back and play on local
too. That's true.
And
that'll be fun.
With our Power Up campaign, which was very successful, people are picking us up. And wide now.
I was following that.
It's
really?
Cool.
That was like last year?
Yep. I think we powered up. We were due to power up in December, but it actually came to pass January.
Mm, cool.
So, and we're reaching people in Auburn and Lewiston and further south.
What's up, LA?
Yeah, we're getting them. Yeah.
Twin cities represent.
Cities of the Androscoggin.
Lewiston, Auburn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
We got to cover that one.
No, we got to do Green Mountain Furniture. That's
Green
the one.
Mountain Furniture.
But see, that's the beauty about being here. There's no, you know, we don't have any of that.
That's what we need to do. We need to start writing jingles for local businesses.
Good idea.
There you go.
You can contact us at therunninggags.com if you're looking for a rock and roll jingle for your business.
Well, you never know, you know? Okay. And we are listening to Kevin McKay, Jonah Bruce, Chris DeBree, Dave DeBree, and they are the Running Gags here on Locomotives this evening. So what do you guys have coming up for us here?
All right. This next song is also on the new album. It's track 5. It's a little bit softer, but it gets...
It's a chill one.
It's a
roller
parts.
Coaster.
Yeah. It gets a little uppity in the middle. This is called Just a Tree. Yep. I wrote it in college, I think. I was in a dorm room staring out a window. And
there were some weird fumes in the air.
That is not what it's about. Hey. No, it was literally like, look out the window.
What kind of fumes?
And
tell us.
What do you see? Well, just a tree.
Okay, cool. Lots of exhaust fumes, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, my car was just
paper mill
up on the fourth floor of Kennebec.
There you go. Let's hear it.
Big ups to you, mate. Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's what we need.
Oh,
we got a little.
We got the window open in the studio.
A little accompaniment here.
Yes, we do.
All right, do it up.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
hanging on to nothing. Candid now, candid now, candid now. Trace the streaming mind, height to road the building. Coddling now, coddling now, coddling now. Toe to run, itch clean, hangover never stopping. Careful now, careful now, careful now. Don't leave me now, you're too much fun today. You can see by how thinking is brain decay. Look out the window, see the light of day. Or maybe just a tree. Candid now, candid now, candid now. Trace the streaming mind, heights implode the building. Coddling now, coddling now, coddling now. Toe to run, it's clean, hangover still not stopping. Careful now, careful now, careful now. Don't leave me now, you're too much fun today. Can't see by how look out the window, see the light of day. Or maybe just a tree.
Or maybe just a tree. Or maybe just a tree.
Lovely, just lovely. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yes.
I like to play.
Yeah, quite a variety. Just wondering, it just popped into my mind with the saxophone and kind of what you're doing. You guys heard of that band? They're no longer in existence. Morphine?
Morphine, yes.
Yeah.
I love Morphine.
Yeah, I don't
me too.
Know. Any influences
that
from
sounded
them?
Good.
Yeah, it just kind of
yeah.
struck
yeah.
me.
I actually... We've been playing in this instrumentation for longer, I think, than I've really known
of Morphine, but I believe they were at one of the Bonnaroos that I went to, and so I was gonna say
the name sounded familiar.
Yeah, I got one of their albums. They're really chill, and they got that saxophone. I think it might be a baritone most of the time.
Yeah, it might be.
I can't remember.
It's a very
But it's a low kind of.
Yeah.
Really cool music.
Yeah. I think they probably picked the best band name they could have for the sound. I mean, it was really. It,
for the sound, definitely.
Yeah, kind of
went with the territory.
Cool band.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I need to tell folks that WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, and mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. And you can get information online at 317mainstreet.org. And you are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio. And we have on Locomotives tonight the Running Gags.
Hello, everybody.
And they're
good to be here.
They've just been putting on a terrific show tonight. And we have a couple of techs out there working hard to make it sound good.
Yes.
You know, it's a group effort here at WMPG. And I want to thank our tech guys as well.
Yes, thank you, Jeff and
work.
Lars.
We make it work.
Jeff and Lars.
You guys rock.
Yes,
thank you so much. I saw Lars head out with a backpack.
Oh.
Ah.
Well,
maybe he can hear us
mixing.
On the airwaves.
Jeff's holding it down.
Our Jeff is in there mixing. Lars kind of took off there, but he helped set up. And, you know, it's just a great thing. It's what makes it happen here at WMPG.
Handsome Lars and his fabulous jars.
And you can stream WMPG at www.wmpg.org, or you can tune us in at 90.9 or 104.1 FM. Okay, the Running Gags. You got something else here to play for us?
Yeah, we definitely got some songs. This one goes back to our first EP, which was called Jaywalking in Venice.
Yeah.
Clever title by Chris DeBrie back here.
Yes. It's hard to do because you'll get wet.
Yeah.
you need a diver belt.
Yeah. This one, we used to play sort of more just straight up and, you know, a solid just beat, rhythm, poppy kind of a thing. But we've sort of, rehashed it into a little bit of a white boy reggae tune. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So, this one's called Stupider.
Watching Fritz the cat. We don't have to talk about the past, but
the who says different, and we really shouldn't make her mad. That can't be a ghost, a machine that can't feel something artificial, something too clean to be real. Can it be my source of jealousy is that you can get stupid?
Yo. I'm at a party getting stupid. The hoochie's playing Cupid. Let the arrows hit my veins. They're spraying lighter fluid. Higher two. Letting loosey-goosey. Gotta get next to you. So I try to keep the pace, but you're ahead of me by two. That's my cue. I'm on the floor now, and I'm dancing like a fool. Jumped in the pool with all my clothes on and a lampshade on my head too. Just wanna say I admire the way you hold it down. What we're doing is in my book A-okay. So give me a reason to rhyme, and I'm having a blast. Some hoochie then brings up the past. The mastermind is off his game at last. Asking why, oh, why can't I just hold my liquor like I like, but all the bullshit and the whining will be over in a flash. Blood of stomach acid, cheese and crackers, booze and blood, and what I had for lunch today is getting mashed into the rug. I'm sick of rapping, so I'm gonna wrap it up. Now let me see you raise your cup and show love for Dave Debris.
I'm just making sure I can bring this switch up.
Yes. Brings back in.
Right. Okay. And that one was Stupider?
Stupider. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask, how did that name come about?
That was, you know, it was about a party when I was a young man where I may or may not have been doing a bit of underage drinking. And just, you know, totally new to the whole experience. And, you know, people were getting crazy that night, and it just hard for my brain to grasp, I guess.
Yes. So. Okay. Yeah, and I love the name of the EP, Jaywalking in Venice.
Yes, that was the first set of recordings we ever did. It was six songs. Owen, who was our former keyboard player, did. He had a couple songs that he wrote on that one,
yeah.
And those are awesome, awesome songs. I miss playing those. You know. So,
yeah.
Big ups to Owen Sinclair for anyone who's listening and is an old school fan of the Running Gags.
Owen Sinclair, and where's Owen these days?
He moved to Oregon,
yep.
Portland, Oregon, or thereabouts.
Portland area.
Yeah. To go back, he's actually going to school, last I checked, for music. He a classically trained pianist from the age of like,
wow.
You know, four, playing violin since he was like,
yeah,
two. So,
mm-hmm.
Crazy awesome musician, and you know, he's getting married soon, which is awesome. We wish him the
That's
best.
Right.
So,
oh.
We miss
Congrats
you, Owen.
Now, is he playing music? Is he?
We saw him a little while ago. I guess he's playing, more, you know, classical stuff for school, and you know, not as much probably rock and roll, I guess, with bands and stuff. So, but you know, he's big into music and great musician. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our ears and eyes open for him.
He'll be coming back.
Yeah. You think he'll get back into rock and roll or
maybe someday?
I hope so.
Jazz or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great, great jazz pianist.
Yeah.
So amazing
well.
Musician all around. So.
All right. Well, I need to tell folks once again that this program is brought to you thanks to, just a second, I just want to make sure. Yes, this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners. and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Okay, I just wasn't quite sure if that was the correct one for the show, but it was, so we're in there. All right. Okay, well, we are listening to The Running Gags
Woo.
On Locomotives WMPG.
Like Hi, guys. Everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, they are.
Maine.
Yeah, you guys are on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah, gotta be.
Follow you. Yeah, you got to do all those things these days.
We don't keep up with the Twitter account so much.
Well, we've started to. We linked up to Facebook, so we have more tweets now, which.
Oh, good.
I guess statistically gives you more followers. Although
oh, really?
I have no idea.
We're definitely we're a few behind Lady Gaga. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Yeah.
A few million.
Well, you know, I know you just you do. I find that sometimes more of my time gets taken up by that stuff than I want it to.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
You got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I just want to remind folks that. You're having a CD coming out bash party.
Yes, the CD's out. The CD's out April 24th. The party, the official release party is going to be June 1st at Bull Feeney's.
Bull Feeney's, right in the old port.
Right in the old port. We love that place. We've been playing there pretty much every month for almost 4 years now.
It's really what got us so tight.
Yeah, it definitely gives us that performance practice. I mean, you can jam in your basement as much as you want, but until you get in front of people, I mean, it's a whole different animal.
Playing live for 2.5 hours for a crowd of rowdies.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
catching globs of beer before they hit your your pedals and stuff like that.
That'll bring up your chops for real.
And you like playing there? I take
love
it.
Oh yeah,
it's
love
a
it.
Great
it's
venue.
Home base for us, really, because we've been there for so long and. You know, we when we went in for the meeting with Doug, who's the owner over there, the manager. You know, that was our deal. You know, we went there to, you know, before we went to anyone else to talk about it. And so we're really excited to have the release there. So
June 1st, great date.
Yes,
I did.
Great date.
I also did some fuzzy math and counted up all the gigs and an average amount of songs per gig. I think we're gonna hit our 1500th song at our release party.
Wow.
So that's another little
1500 song at Bull Feeney's.
At Bull Feeney's. Yeah. So there's a lot of repeats in there, but it's our 1500th perform song.
It's going to be crazy.
A lot,
it's
you've a lot kept of track of that.
I really
amazing.
Just it's fuzzy. We could have played it already.
You can't see me at home, but I'm doing air quotes.
Right.
We did. Yeah. It was just some fuzzy math, you know.
Well, very cool. Well, you know, we have several more songs and I want to give the folks as much of the Running Gags as we possibly can. So,
absolutely.
What do we got next?
Well, I think we're gonna do Too Loud next.
Yep.
This is one. It's a hard rocking one, and it features our very own Christopher Debris back there on the drums in the middle. He's gonna go crazy. So keep an ear out for that. This one's called Too Loud. Count it off, Chris.
Offspring are now searching for the fix. They've been denied so many times by amber waves and beetle clicks. And it's the living little lighthouse we all try to penetrate. The glowing beacon of oppression as we're forced to procreate. Whichever way you want to go is only okay with me. Under the illusions of music trying to be free. Cordial little cherries playing like they never knew that it's a doggy dog and my doggy's gone, so now I'm down on you. And it's a funny little feeling like your life is always wrong. Now Beck and Bush are holding hands and coming out to bang the gong. Yeah, yeah. Too loud.
leaves us as soon as the fire's out. I know y'all giving up, but get over it. I don't care what your book's about. It's just been grown from narrow bones. A marrow never had the chance to be heard. And Pharaoh said, let my people have the last word. Whichever way you wanna go is only okay with me. Under the illusion is amusement, trying to be free. Give it up for Chris DeBree. Thank you very much.
That was loud. Yeah, that was a rocker. I like that.
It's too loud. That's one off of the new CD.
The new CD. Very good. Yep. Yes. And you've been playing quite a mix. Some off your new, some off. You have quite a repertoire built up, it seems to me.
Of songs.
Yes. Yes.
Styles.
Yes.
Yes, and styles.
Yeah, we try to keep it diverse, for sure.
They're switching around in the air very quickly and getting it all put together.
Yeah.
Looks good. Yeah, you're listening to WMPG, and this is Locomotives, and we have the Running Gags with us this evening.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Yes, this has been a very fun little session.
Yeah, I gotta say thank you to Jonah for helping me out with the words on that last song. That third verse was coming up and I had that blank look on my face, the deer in the headlights look, and he totally helped me out. So thanks, Joan.
Yeah, you bet, man.
There you go. Well, that's great. And I just want to introduce the band members again. Let me just get my list here so I get it right. We've got Kevin McKay.
Hello, everybody.
And he's guitar, bass, and vocals. Jonah. And that's how you say your name?
Yes,
Jonah Bruce.
Jonah
guitar,
Bruce. Hi.
Bass, and vocals. Chris DeBree, drums, sampling, vocals, and Dave DeBree on saxophone. And he is the daddy of the group. Yeah.
We call him Bam Pops.
Yeah. Take it, Bam Pop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if we get with it here, we might have time for a couple more songs.
I think we can bust out two more really quick for y'all.
Yeah. So let's do the next one.
All right. This song is called 12-Headed Cat, and it's off of our second EP, and it goes like this, with volume. Yeah.
Yeah.
innocent and unforeseen. I was just a little baby high school graduate. Think ahead, then I was ready for what came next. Just a month or two or nine and a key change to reboot. When I saw that guy, started running for life, but he chased me down with a puncher and knife. But now I'm a virgin brain and hopped on end, and now I can't stop feeling this creepy spin. Cause each minute someone takes me further away from the nonsense from the game of every day that I'm getting. It makes everything A-OK. Don't stop, sit there and turn it out away. Never felt so good. Music, crazy, messed up, jams and hazy. Nights around my bars, right about us. So I gasp for air and I breathe it out. Try to estimate what oxygen is all about. Try to bring you the rhythm and cause you to smile. Try to make you get down and run 100 miles with a sound to see and the sound to hear. But the eye is such as you, so without the ear, cause the eye is so young. But the ear is wise, yeah, you got to hear through the disguise. You gotta go with the flow. And buddy, told me, man, you gotta go with the flow.
There we go. We got a little hum going on there, it sounds like. Maybe I'm too loud. There we go. All right. Okay, and that one was...
12-Headed Cat.
12-Headed Cat. Yeah. We are listening to the Running Gags on Locomotives. And we've got time for one quick more song. And then we are going to have... Stay Rude with Ron next, so you need to stay tuned for that. But I'm going to say so long, and this is the final song by the Running Gags, a local band.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
See ya.
And check them out. They're great. Okay, take it away.
The song is called Simplicity.
Just trying to sell our products, of which we should not be ashamed. Cause whether you're a thief or you need spare paid for what you keep in your closet, there's skeletons in there trying to share the space. We live by any means that's to us. We all wanna be here for a while, and yet we let what's different keep on getting us down here. Yeah. Settling once the same start making us smile. Let it never be said that we never tried to get along. We just couldn't break bread when you were noticing our song. Get ready for the countdown to be our means of war. We're working on a love bomb. It's time to make us see things our way. But the chemicals we work with are making us blind. Stop the countdown again before we run out of time. I looked around and all I found were reflections, pieces of myself and everything I see. Well, spare me the terror of I've been there, done that. Cause the future, present, past don't apply to my reality. So wiggle if you feel like you're in full. That's what we'll be wiggling all night. Now you're laughing at me because I see it through a lone eye. Big place, smiley face, missile dropping out of the sky. Get ready for the countdown to peacefully by means of war. We're working on a love bomb. It's time to make us see things our way. But the chemicals we work with are making us blind. So stop the countdown before we run out of time. You're dressing me up like the father of ability. A trilogy laced to disgrace on the face of the enemy. A 3X saga going gaga for the remedy. Ready yourself for defense. Make sense of the mob mentality. Totality, toe tapping, babbing, bacon. This bacon in the sun on the sidewalk symphony. The truth that I see as universal. You can't put on a show of love without some new rehearsal. Role reversal is the curse that will turn your world on. Everything is everything because of stardust dispersal. Simplicity in sync with digital age. Page turn, spite of the bat in the cage. Curiosity. You could easily replace your rage. Curtain closed in spite of the light of the stage. Simplicity in sync with digital age. Page turn in spite of the light of the stage. Curiosity, you could easily replace your rage. Curtain closed in spite of the light on the stage. In spite of the light of the stage. In spite of the light of the stage. In spite of the light of the stage.